Hey everybody, Seb Peterson here with Lubbock Rodent Control Answers, and today's show is called, Which Rodent Species Are Most Common in Lubbock Homes and Businesses? You know what's wild? Lubbock folks spend thousands every year fixing up damage from rodents, but most couldn't tell a house mouse from a roof rat if they were sitting at their kitchen table sharing a sandwich. Let's fix that today by breaking down our top three unwanted house guests. First up, the house mouse. The undisputed champion of Lubbock rodent invasions, starring in about 60% of all our rodent calls. These little gray ninjas are basically living proof that size doesn't matter. They can squeeze through holes the size of a dime. Picture this. If your pinky finger can fit in a gap, so can these guys. They're like the ultimate hide-and-seek champions, making themselves at home in your kitchen cabinets and inside your walls. Coming in at number two, we've got the Norway rat, especially in those charming older neighborhoods around downtown. These chunky fellows are more like the bulldozers of the rodent world. They're ground floor operators, preferring to stick close to terra firma. If you've got a crawl space or a cluttered storage area, that's their idea of a five-star hotel. Now let me introduce you to our number three, the roof rat. These guys are the new kids on the block, particularly in those fancy new developments with all the landscaping. Think of them as the parkour athletes of the rodent world. They'll run along power lines like they're training for American Ninja Warrior and find ways into your home through the roof that would make a cat jealous. Here's a real story that'll make you check your kitchen twice. Just last month, we had a local restaurant owner convinced they had some serious plumbing issues because of strange noises in their kitchen. Turns out, a family of house mice had built their own little condo complex behind the dishwasher. The kicker? They got in through a gap around a pipe that wasn't much bigger than a pencil. Here's your takeaway for the week. Take a walk around your house and look for any holes bigger than a quarter inch. That's your homework. Get yourself some steel wool and caulk and seal those gaps up tight. It's like putting up a no vacancy sign that rodents actually have to respect. This has been Seb Peterson with Lubbock Rodent Control Answers.